Next, we move to liability risk. It makes an individual legally responsible for harming others, whether through injury, property damage, or other forms of loss. Liability risks are insurable and financially protect individuals and businesses against the legal claims. The best example of liability risk are premium liability, premises liability, employer's liability, and professional liability. And finally, we move on to property risk. This can have potential for any damage or loss to physical property. Property risk is insurable because it helps individual or business to protect physical assets from a variety of risks which the insurance company can predict or measure, and hence the insurer receives compensation in case of loss or damage if he pays regular premiums. Let's look at the example of property risk. The best example, accidental damage to property, vehicle, crashing into a building or construction mishap, property damage due to water intrusion from plumbing leaks or burst pipes, intentional damage or destruction to property due to vandalism. So friends, having understood the different types of risk, now it's the time to understand what are the various sources which will help us to understand whether there is a risk, whether there is a severity of risk, and what is the frequency of risk. And the best sources of risk, especially for life insurance, are proposal form, medical examiner's report, agent's report, inspection report, credit reports, third-party data providers also. Let's look at them one by one. A proposal form. The proposal form is the first communication a prospect has with the insurer. And in the proposal form, the prospect is obligated to disclose all the material fact. The proposal form is in two parts. The first part requires information on the home, address, term of insurance, sum to be assured, mode of premium payment, date of birth, object of insurance, name of the nominee, previous insurance, history, etc. Whereas the second part has a personal statement, family history of the father, mother, brother, and sister in connection with their health and illnesses, and questions about bodily impairments, the habits, the operation, the accident, injury, death, etc. Together, a proposal form gives major information to the insurance company to assess and evaluate risk, and based on that, an underwriting decision whether to accept or reject a risk, to categorize the risk, and to decide the premium. Very important source for the insurance company. Next important source is the medical examiner's report, because everything cannot be seen, or the insurance company might not be expert relating to assessing the medical condition of an individual, and hence he requires a support from a medical examiner, and this support is received through the medical examiner report. The medical examiner identifies the applicant by capturing his age, general health, habit, deformity, etc. in the medical report. And the doctor provides his observation on height, weight, conditions of teeth, gums, ears, hat, diseases, digestive tract, genitory, urinary systems, nervous system, etc., which can pose risk to the individual immediately or over a period of time. An agent report is also a very important source, because the prospect doesn't directly come in contact with the insurance company. There is an intermediary, which is an agent who has a very good liaisoning with the prospect, and the agent becomes a source for getting the policy, but at the same time, he has a duty to the insurance company to ensure that all the information from the prospect is put into the proposal. So on one side, he has to balance acquiring the proposal and getting all the facts noted into it. At the same time, he has to act as a primary underwriter for the insurance company. agent's report provides important information like the sum assured, acquaintances with the proposer, occupation of the proposer, general state of health, social position of the proposer. So this helps the insurance company to understand the risk better and to come to the right underwriting decision. There will be some cases of investigation, and this report will come in the form of inspection report, especially when the assured amount is large. Applicant has some particular habits. In such scenarios, insurance company will arrange a secret investigation, especially by an insurer's staff. Such staff will go and interview the applicant's neighbors, friends, physicians, bankers, employers, etc. to gather a frank and fair information for evaluating the risk. And an inspection report can provide vital information for the insurance company to understand the risk arising due to various factors which are not disclosed by the prospect in the proposal form. It serves a very important tool to verify the details mentioned in the proposal form. Next important source are the credit reports. Credit reports provides information on the individual's overall risk profiles. How responsible, how financially stable an individual is, because there are certain agencies which track the entire credit transactions, the spending patterns, the defaults, if any, done by the individual, and this becomes very important for the insurance company to decide upon the risk that can be posed by such individuals. And another important source are third-party data providers, because the insurance company might not have information related with the prospect, but certain third-party data providers can become an important source. Such companies are specializing in collecting and analyzing data, especially information on demographic, lifestyle patterns, past insurance claims, health-related behaviors, and this information can be very useful for analyzing or assessing the risk and deciding upon the underwriting. Now, let us understand the nature and sources of risk for property and casualty insurance. When it comes to property and casualty insurance, geographic data, weather reports, satellite imagery becomes a very important source. Geographic data talks about location of the property, including crime rates, natural disasters, risk and proximity to fire hydrants or other hazards. Weather reports talks about the past weather events in the area to assess the future loss. Satellite imagery and aerial photos throws out various information on vegetation, proximity to water, and potential hazards. Online reviews and social media also provide various insights into customer satisfaction and potential liability risk. Industry-specific data gives very important records for manufacturing facilities, the safety measures they have deployed, the productivity, and various other things related with the industry. Now let's look into the nature and sources of risk, especially health insurance. Here again, proposal form brings out various important information on age, gender, medical history, lifestyle, family history, and other factors that can influence the health risk. The family medical history can reveal various hereditary conditions the family has faced, and which could be very important for assessing individuals' risk of developing certain diseases. The medical examination and tests can be conducted to assess the current health status and identify any pre-existing conditions. Prescription drug history can also reveal vital health information and issues or risky behavior. Motor vehicle records will help the insurance company determine various mishaps, accidents, or traffic violations that might have happened because of reckless driving by the insurer. Lifestyle questionnaires will help the insurance company to assess the habits, exercise, diet, and other factors impacting the health risk. Wearable devices, which are very common nowadays, to evaluate activity levels and overall health with the consent of the prospects. These wearable devices can be in the form of watch, in the form of some patches put on the body. Electronic health records are very useful to assess the insured's medical history and treatment. Epidemiological studies helps the insured or insurer to assess data on prevalence and distribution of diseases and health conditions in different populations. Mortality table helps the insurance company to assess data on life expectancy and mortality rates for different age groups and demographics. The actuarial sciences statistical models helps the insurer to assess and predict health risk for large groups of people, and the machine learning analytics helps the insurance company to identify the pattern and predict future healthcare costs. So after understanding the different types of risk, the factors causing risk, and the various sources from which information or risk could be obtained, what does an insurer do before accepting or rejecting a risk? He needs to measure the risk. And why measurement? Simply to quantify the risk. And why quantify? Because only when he quantifies the risk, he can determine the premium. And this premium should be affordable as well as sufficient for the insurance company to make a small profit. So measurement of risk is a very important aspect of insurance. The insurer can use various methods to quantify the risk before fixing the premium. It can be simple decisions or certain qualitative and quantitative methods. Individual decisions of experienced persons in the medical, actuarial, underwriting, and other departments are useful, but sometimes it can be biased or may have limitations. In that scenario, scientific methods are very important. The numerical rating system can help an insurance to fix certain measurable quantity or amount or value based on the risk. The value of risk determines the premium rate and according to each proponent's utility of insurance. It's very important because a premium is not the same for all. Based on the measurement of risk, the insurance company will be able to decide a premium for a particular risk. Insurers use a combination of quantitative and qualitative methods to measure and analyze the risk, and hence it becomes very important for understand which are the quantitative and qualitative methods that an insurance company can use. The quantitative methods can include statistical analysis, actuarial sciences, probability theory, and even predictive modeling. When we talk about statistics is a very popular method used for over years, but certain newer models such as predictive modeling are of recent origin. Let's look at that one by one. Statistical analysis makes analysis of historical data on claims, losses, and other relevant factors to identify the patterns and trends so that the risk could be quantified. Actuarial sciences makes use of complex calculations and models by trained professionals. They are used to estimate the likelihood and severity of future claims. Here, use of advanced technology will also be useful. The probability theory is used to analyze the likelihood of specific events or different events occurring, whereas the predictive modeling helps the insurance company to identify the patterns and predict future claims. Here again, advanced technology plays a very important role. When it comes to qualitative methods, here expert judgment, scenario analysis, and the Bauchi analysis can be very useful. An expert judgment involves experts who assess risk based on their judgment, whereas scenario analysis, potential challenges are determined based on different scenarios. And in Bauchi analysis, the insurance company can visualize the causes and consequences of specific risk events. So friends, even after measuring the risk and the premium is determined, the next important step comes issuance of policy and servicing of claims when it comes. But when the time of servicing of claims comes, the point that the insurance company will look into it is whether the risk is insured. If the risk is insured, then both the insurance company and the insured are obligated to follow and comply with certain conditions. But if the risk is not insured, the insurer is not obliged to compensate the loss caused by the peril. However, if the risk is very well insured, then the insurance company is obligated to pay the claim. The scope of the risk is clearly defined in the insurance policy and is binding on both the insured and the insurer. The insurer will be liable to compensate only if the loss has happened during the insurance policy's subsistence, and most importantly, the premium is paid regularly. So having understood the measurement and the scope, now it's the time of applying risk management, and we'll see how risk management can be applied to all three types of insurance: life, non-life, as well as health. Let's look at first risk management for life insurance. The proposed insured is classified into standard, substandard, and if the risk is not acceptable, then declined category. When we talk about standard risk, the insured falls into the average risk level, and for that he will have to pay a normal or a lesser premium. But if he falls into the substandard risk, then definitely the insurance company will be taking higher risk and the insured will have to pay a higher premium. In case the insurance company does not want to accept the risk, then he will decline the proposal and it would result into a declined risk. So these are the three basic ways of managing risk in case of life insurance. Life insurance underwriting enables the insurer to select suitable risks to prevent guaranteed losses. The risk management process also helps the underwriter to charge a premium commensurate with the level of risk. Now let's look about risk management for non-life insurance. Non-life insurers heavily rely on risk assessment, and the risk management is based on the proposal form and supporting documents, which can also include inspection reports. Non-life insurers use broader risk categories and rating systems for various types of risk because it covers a wide gamut of risk, which can be property, liability, vehicles, etc. The specific hazards involved, which could be fire, theft, accidents, even the insured's past claims history and the location of the risk are minutely assessed and evaluated by the insurers. The assessment helps the insurer determine appropriate premium if the risk is accepted by the insurance company. The effective underwriting is essential for insurers to stay profitable and financially stable, because once the policy is issued, the claims are bound to come. Uncertain events, no one can stop it. But if right premiums are collected, the solvency, the capability of the insurance company will be higher to settle the claims in a timely manner. And finally, we look at risk management for health insurance. When we talk about health insurance, it helps the insurer to understand and manage the risk of insured pool, preventing unsustainable losses. Because when we talk of health insurance, a large number of people are covered in the risk pool. Various risks are categorized based on the diseases, and hence the insurance company has to carefully understand various factors relating with health risk from the proposal form and offer unique coverage based on the needs of the prospect. Risk management principles helps the insurer to set premiums that match the expected health cost, which is increasing phenomenally in recent times, both for individuals and the groups. regular checks and updates of the risk plans will help insurance company to focus on paying the claims right at the right time, if at all the claims happen. You should also look at the health trend and the cost changes so that the premiums could accordingly be updated. Risk management coverage helps the insurance company to collect premiums commensurate with the anticipated healthcare cost of both individuals and groups. And long-term financial stability and profitability could be ensured if insurance company has right plans, collects premiums which are commensurate with the healthcare cost, and it will help them to remain sustainable over a longer period of time. Both the policyholders can get their claims settled, as well as the insurance company can remain financially stable and profitable. So friends, with this, we have navigated into the world of risk management. So both chapter 1, navigating into the world of insurance, chapter 2, navigating into the world of risk management, sets us to dive into understanding what is the insurance business environment, especially in India, in chapter number 3. Thank you.